flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All right, so we've been talking about the Cavs. They get 2 new All-Stars added yesterday. And then we end up talking about Jared Allen. And we start saying, should he be an All-Star? Should he not be an All-Star? Where is he? Where is he? Should he be in? Did the Cavs get 3? And that's probably pretty fair when you look at the rest of the league and you see how competitive things are. Is that right? So let me start there. And I'm not saying did he get snubbed, but should he be an All-Star, Jeff? Not snubbed. Should he be an All-Star?
He and 12 other guys in the Eastern Conference, yes.
So if there's an injury, he should be someone who is considered.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Certainly.
Yeah, I think so too. So then we also got into this other conversation about Cavs centers in general. And I'll let you start the conversation because Sam Amico is going to join us in about 20 minutes. So you brought up a question and I had to think about it for a second. And then I was trying to figure out, how does this work? So ask the question.
Where does he rank on the hierarchy of all-time centers in Cavs history? Because I think he's on it. But for instance, you know,
he's top 10 for sure.
I'm not thinking Kevin Love is a center. I'm thinking Kevin's a forward. You know, something like that. Like Anderson Varejao is a forward. Andy's not a center to me.
Okay.
I'm thinking true centers.
All right. So three names went through my head immediately when you said this.
Okay.
3. Brad Doherty, Zydrunas, and Nate Thurman. Those are the first 3 that went through my mind. But then I kept saying to myself, I'm haunted every time I think about the NBA Finals,
I'm not thinking like Shaq because Shaq wasn't. I'm talking about the guy who played the best center for the Cavs during his time here.
Overall
in franchise history.
To me, it's Brad Doherty, probably number one. It's Brad Brad had more success.
To me, it's Brad Doherty.
Okay, so we're on the same page there.
First and foremost,
yeah.
Brad played only 8 seasons here. He was a 5-time All-Star in 8 seasons. People forget Brad was really good. And what Brad was, Dano, don't puke. He wasn't this good. Brad had Nikola Jokic skills. Brad could score. Brad could rebound. Brad could pass. For his career, Brad averaged just under 4 assists per game. And that's not Jokic-like, but Brad could pass the basketball. So Brad was, in his career, 19.9 points, so just under 20 points, and 9.5 rebounds, 3.7 assists. Brad, to me, is the best center this franchise has ever had.
Okay, I thought the same thing, and the one thing, my hindrance on Nate Thurman was just that he wasn't here long enough.
Nate's not on my list.
And I talked about being, you know, it hit me, like, as a kid, You know, I just like there's a romantic feeling about the miracle teams, right?
So you know why Nate's number is retired?
In San Francisco or here?
Here. Because of the impact he had on a very young group, showing them that they can win. This is how you win. And just the impact that that team had on the city. That's why Nate's number is retired. Not because he was an absolute beast on the court here. Nate was at the end of his career.
I'll buy it. And you know what?
He still played well enough.
Yeah.
But he didn't play here for very long. And he was the backup center to the guy who I think deserves to be on this list.
So let me just tell you when I had that realization was during the NBA Finals. And sitting there in Oakland at the time and seeing his name hanging from the rafters made me realize, hey, maybe I'm a little distorted and I've got this Pollyannic view of what he meant to the Cavaliers because his number is retired, because he was a part, you know, in the miracle years. And so that's why, and so that it really hit me as I was watching the Cavaliers win a championship in Oakland. That's when that realization of what you just said, it took me a little while.
If I could pick one guy in his prime, I would take Nate over Brad. I think Nate averaged 20 rebounds a year one year. I mean, he was phenomenal when he was playing for the San Francisco Warriors back in the day. Mm-hmm. But here, he's not on my list. Zydrunas is number two. Z was a two-time All-Star. And remember, other than five games in one year, Z missed the first four seasons in the NBA. He missed three of his first four seasons and then went on to a wonderful NBA career. He averaged almost 14 points and 8 rebounds a game. Z, to me, is the second best center this team's ever had.
Okay.
Then I have a debate, and I'm not sure yet.
I think Jared Allen has a chance to
be number three.
Yes.
I do, too.
And maybe even higher than that.
Too.
But right now, that's where he is pressing to be. If you don't look at Kevin Love as a center, and maybe I don't know how you look at Andy. How do you look at Andy?
I look at him as a forward.
Okay, so if you look at those guys that way, then there's no doubt about it. Because who else does he have to jump? Shaq?
Jim Jones.
Oh, Jim Jones, too. That's right.
Jim doesn't get the credit for being the player that he was. And if Jim had played on a different team in Cleveland, one that didn't go nine guys deep, one that didn't share the scoring like they did, he would have scored close to 20 points a game, I think. Jim, like Jarrett, five seasons with the Cavs. Jim missed 10 games in his first season with the Cavs after he came over from the ABA. He mm-hmm. was with two teams in the ABA, and then he came in. He missed 10 games his first season. Then he played 82 games, four straight seasons. So Jim was out there every day. He averaged over 14 points, just under 10 rebounds a game, and was the mean streak on those Cavs teams. I mean, you didn't want to mess with Jim Jones. And I think Jim, and it's personal choice. Jim maybe slightly ahead of Jarrett, maybe not. And then it's Jarrett. So to me, Jim and Jarrett are right there for the third best center this franchise has ever had. I think Jarrett's tremendous. And could he be an All-Star this year? Yeah, he still might be. And his scoring number is real similar to Jim's. He's a little higher than Jim, 14.9 to Jim's 14.3. And his rebounding slightly higher than Jim's by 0.7 a game. And I think Jarrett's an outstanding NBA player. I loved him when he was in Brooklyn and was thrilled when the Cavs were able to get him.
I'm going to be honest. You know when I love him too? Now. When you listen to him break down a game, you cannot walk away from a game listening to him and not be smarter. And that's kind of how I measure a lot of the analysts.
He can play.
Yeah, but I mean, he's just...
Wait a minute. Are you talking about Jim or are you talking about Jarrett?
Jim.
Oh, okay. I was talking about Jarrett.
No, I was talking about Jim. I was just talking about when you listen to Jim call a game, like there's no way you can walk out of the game without understanding or picking up something new.
I had the pleasure of doing some games on radio with Jim.
Yeah.
It was a treat. Treat.
Why? Did you feel educated when you walked away?
Are you kidding? He's incredible basketball mind.
Yes, brilliant. Yeah, so I don't know. I've always appreciated that.
And he's a great guy. And you don't want to make him mad.
No, you don't want to make him mad. No, I actually feel bad for just kind of bypassing him quickly over Brad and Z. And I should have given him a little bit more.
I think Jim and Jarrett are right there. And I could make a strong debate for either one. as the third best center this franchise has ever had. And if Jim had been here longer, he might be the second best that this team's ever had. And if he'd played on a different team that didn't have seven or eight guys who could score double figures, he might be the best center this team's ever had. But he played his role on this team perfectly.
Let me just give you some quick hits, and I just want your immediate reaction on these two. Ready? Bill Laimbeer in the conversation, just not here long enough, or we just remember him as a Piston?
Bill was a young guy who needed some time when he was here, and so he ended up getting it. Played at Notre Dame. Played at Owens Tech in Toledo. His mm-hmm. dad was like an executive with Owens Tech, if I'm not mistaken. And then Bill went to the Pistons in what was it, the Kenny Carr deal, I think, and became a real player.
It's interesting that you go back and look at the 81-82 season when he split time between the Pistons and the Cavs and how his numbers, like, they went down. So what he played 30 games for the Pistons and had 11.5 rebounds and then came here, and all of a sudden he had 5.5 rebounds in the last 50.
It was the other way around.
Was it the other way around?
Mm-hmm.
Started here, 81-82 was with the Cavs, and then
traded to the Pistons.
Cavs, Pistons, Cavs. He in 80-81 he played for the Cavs.
I'm
just telling you.
And you're looking at it.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right here. It's 80-81 Cavs, and then 81-82 Pistons for 30, and then 81-82 Cavs for 50, and then 81-82-83 back to the Pistons for the rest. So this, just looking.
They're stacked differently, Andy.
Okay. All right. Where else was I? Who else on that list of centers that we were just kind of getting?
It's a short list. I think that's it. I don't think there are any other guys that you can actually say these guys were the best centers this team ever had. Milos Babic, you know, should be in that conversation. But
oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rodney in Cleveland. Hi,
not,
Rodney.
Not even a rim shot.
No.
I hear y'all talking about centers. What happened to the Big E? Elmore Smith.
Love Elmore. You know what? The only problem with Elmore? His best basketball was played in Buffalo. And with the Lakers. Oh, he did a good job here. I don't think Elmore was as good as Brad or Zadrunas or Jim or Jarrett. But I think Elmore was a beast.
He had a good little run.
Elmore was a beast. And such a nice fella.
Yeah.
Have you had his barbecue?
No, I ain't never been there.
Rodney.
Okay, I want to ask y'all one more question about the Cavs. So, if you had, you know, they had to take a last second shot, who you going to draw the play up for? Darius Garland or Donovan Mitchell?
That's a great question.
For a shot. You want a shot, a 3-point
shot. I want a shot.
Yep.
Darius Garland.
Me too. Thank you, Jeff.
You're welcome, Rodney.
Thank you, Rodney. Yeah. Why, Jeff? Why did you make that decision?
I think Darius is a more pure shooter than Donovan. I think Donovan's a scorer. How's that?
Fair enough.
Rodney asked for a shot. He didn't say, get me a basket. If it's a shot, I want Darius taking it. If I want a score, I'm going to give it to Donovan. And if I want the best thing of all, I'm going inside to Evan.
So let me go back to the Jared Allen.
I made Dan laugh.
I know. I saw him. He actually smiled there for a second. And could Allen's ceiling be higher than three? That's my question for you.
Oh, without question. He could end
What does he need to do to
he
get
He could
there?
End up being the best center this franchise has ever had.
What has to happen, though, for that to...
Longevity and an increase in productivity. And I don't expect the increase in productivity because I think he's playing about as high as he can possibly play on a team where he's at best the fourth scoring option. Brad was option one or two. You know, it was Brad or Mark Price. It was Brad or Ron Harper. You know, they needed Brad to score points. They don't need Jarrett to score points. I think he could surpass Zadrunas if he's here long enough and he continues to play at the level that he's playing at now. Yeah. You know, his numbers are better than Z's were.
Right.
But Z had longevity, and Z had a lot of skill that people don't really realize.
Huh. Dan, are you buying what he's selling?
It's tough to raise up those lists when nobody runs a play for you.
Yep.
You know, like
the coaches laugh because they don't run a play for Jarrett.
Right. It's the same, like I always remember, and I know nobody in Cleveland's going to care about this, but I always remember it with the Phoenix Suns and Sean Marion. Like, Sean Marion was an unbelievable player with the Phoenix Suns who never had a play run for him.
Yep.
And he did all the dirty work and all the grit, and the people who were watching all of those games were like, Marion, that's my dude. But like,
despite the look of that jump shot.
Exactly, but it worked for him and
yes,
nobody
it did.
Else.
Yes, it
but
did.
Like you understood that part of it, and Jared Allen's in that same way. Like unless you are watching these games, you're not looking at Jared Allen and going like, "Okay, we're gonna run you. We want you to get right at the elbow, and we're gonna dump it into you in the post, and we're gonna run all this stuff through him." No, it's you're gonna come up and set a screen. You're gonna roll from there. You're gonna grab some rebounds. You're gonna do all that stuff. We'll use you for dribble handoffs, but we're never going to run a play specifically for you to put the ball in the basket.
Not one.
And so it's always going to be hard when, like, Brad Doherty
especially,
it into the post.
Especially now
yeah.
when the Cavs don't run the pick and roll like they did under JB.
Right, but like Brad Doherty, you dump it into the post. You could run action off of Brad Doherty
Absolutely.
In the post while he could create his own
and
shot.
And then Brad could kick out to a shooter or a slasher or whatever he needed to do.
So it's going to really be hard for somebody to eclipse that unless you find yourself in a position... You know, where, let's say, Jared Allen somehow magically turns into Nikola Jokic, where I can run a whole offense through him.
Sam Amico, next, Baskin and Phelps.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.